A veteran LAPD robbery homicide detective who is retiring this week recalls what she described as a defining moment in her career. Margaret Guerrero had a talk with Mitzi Roberts about finally capturing serial killer Samuel Little.
What was that like for you to finally get that nugget of information to capture him? What was that like for you?
That was probably one of the high points of my career.
Roberts says they tracked Little down to Louisiana, but by the time authorities got to where they believed he was gone. A few days later, she got a call from a detective who wanted to see what he could find out and called back about a week later to inform her that Little was getting disability benefits applied to a card. So Roberts called the number on the back of the card and went through the electronic prompts.
And it said, for your last five transactions, press one. And I'm like, oh my, I'm like shaking. Press one. And he's used the same ATM, like it was four or five times in Kentucky. And he had used it like the day before.
She immediately contacted U.S. Marshals in Kentucky. They checked out a nearby homeless shelter, waited until Little showed up and picked him up.
When you got that call from the U.S. Marshals in Kentucky, your reaction?
Oh my gosh. I was just like, I think we, you know, yelled in the squad room. There was some pressure on me to get him in custody from a supervisor, and I was getting a lot of pressure. And I was ecstatic. They sent me a picture of him in handcuffs.
Roberts says they celebrated for about a half hour, but then she says the work really began because they didn't have murder charges on Little at the time.
And Little was convicted of killing three women in LA in the 1980s, later confessed to murdering dozens of women across the country.